Just so I have some reference to rehang the wall clock.
Sure, I'm happy.
And you got it.
I got about a dozen and a half.
This is a time for the public to address the Planning Commission, anything that's not on our agenda tonight. Does anyone have any items for the commission that's not on our agenda? Okay. We did have one bit of correspondence. Is that, you want to cover that toward the end? Okay. We had a letter signed by various individuals on 311 Vista Del Mar, and we'll put that into the record. Next items are our public hearing agenda items, and our first one is 122 Highland. This is a tentative parcel map to create two lots from one, and there is no oral report on this project. The reason for that is that it's a fairly cut-and-dry project without too much staff explanation.
Mr.
However,
Chairman, can I interrupt?
Yes.
I'm within 300 feet of this project, so I'd like to recuse myself.
Okay, thank you. And so basically, this is an open item, though, so if any of the public, we'll open it to the public. If you want to speak on it, you have that opportunity. And I'll just ask the commissioners, do they have any questions of staff on this project? None? Would anybody from the public like to speak on this project? Okay. With that, I'll look for a motion to...
Excuse me. Have we got the lady here? She might tell us what this project is. So for the record, okay?
For the record.
We've all read it.
Well, we have it in the record in our...
Certainly. Good evening, Commissioners. Carol Florence with Oasis Associates representing Mr. Lawhead this evening. We have been working with Judy, and we do accept the mitigation measure 6B, which is really part and parcel to all of the fire control aspects that we were working with CDF on Track 2554. So that seemed like certainly a reasonable request to be able to get to both sides, if you will, of that Oak Grove. Other than that, as Commissioner Sorgenfrey mentioned, this is a relatively straightforward, almost a little cleanup item for us, if you will, to separate out the parcels. And actually, we look forward to hopefully coming back and talking to you about the county piece that may soon become part of the city. And I thank you.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I'll close it to the public. I'll make a motion that we adopt Resolution 050187, approving the subdivision with the conditions.
I second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, our next item is Item B. This is 1604 Price Street. So Caltrans is the applicant. And this is a major modification to coastal development permit for installation of approximately 0.7 miles of metal beam rail with metal posts along the southbound Highway 101 shoulder between the Shell Beach Road off-ramp and the Avila Beach Drive off-ramp. This is a request by the applicant, which is Caltrans, to amend the condition regarding construction to occur in daylight hours. The staff's recommendation is to continue this to December 13th. There is no oral report to this. Open it to the public. Anybody from the public like to speak on this? Any of the commissioners have any questions? Otherwise, we're not going to address, unless you want to not continue it, we will wait till the 13th to discuss it.
I'd just assume not continue it. I'd just assume discuss it tonight and decide what we're doing.
Well, we don't have a staff report, so I don't think we really can do that.
Well, we can read, can't we?
There's no resolution, and there's the representatives aren't here either.
I would move to continue it.
Okay.
I'd like to second that motion.
Okay. All those in favor to continue December 13, 2005, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay.
Nay.
All right.
Mr. F. Nay.
Yeah, Mr.
Okay.
I second it.
Mr. Chairman, I have a conflict with the next...
okay.
111 Morrill.
All righty. Okay, this is a 111 Morrill. This is, again, an item that does not have an oral report. It's a vested tentative parcel map and conditional use permit for a three-unit condominium plus common lot. The project is located in the multifamily residential R3 zone of the Shell Beach planning area. And this is the motion or the recommendation by staff is to adopt the resolution approving the subdivision with conditions. Any of the commissioners have any questions of staff?
Nope.
Anyone from the public like to speak on this item? Okay. I'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve Resolution 05-0109.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. think we're setting a record pace here tonight. The next item is at 37 Ocean View, and this is project number 050119. This is a vestive tentative tract map, coastal development permit, conditional use permit, and negative declaration for the demolition of an existing single-family residence and the construction of a new six-unit 14,031 square foot condominium project. Project is located in the residential resort zone of the downtown planning area. Downtown
current plans do show that 8-foot dedication, and the project does meet the setback requirement from the new property line of 15 feet. No variance is requested for setbacks. As far as parking goes, there were mitigation measures noted as part of a traffic study done for the Park Street area or the Park Avenue area, and they were recommending on-site parking for large vehicles with trailers or RVs. That is not feasible for this project site. There's just not enough room for a turnaround, so staff has omitted that mitigation. As far as floodplain, we did have a letter from the project engineer. They have not prepared a FEMA certificate for the base flood elevation on this lot as of yet. That will be required as a mitigation prior to the issuance of a building permit. They have noted the finished floors at approximately 19 feet, and staff estimates the base flood elevation by FEMA flood rate maps at 16 feet. So there should be no conflict here, but they will still have to certify the lot in relation to that. The applicants, in regards to noise, they are in a noise overlay zone due to the close proximity to the freeway. They will be required to meet an acoustical engineering reports mitigation study for increased insulation to protect acoustic noise levels to about a 45 decibel level and exterior levels to 60. That will be required during the building permit phase and was not necessarily addressed as part of the mitigation at this time. Are there any questions from the commission at this time?
Anyone have any questions? Mark, do you have a question?
One question. Is, Michael, in the event that the flood study comes back from FEMA and the 19 feet floor level is deemed too low, would they then raise the floor level and then need a variance to raise the level of the roof?
What we would do is bring this back as a major modification to the plans, and it would come back before Planning Commission. For the most part, we don't consider that a concern at this point. It does appear that they are well within the grounds for it. As far as stating a variance for that, there is a chance that they could ask for a variance, and again, we'd have to take a look at basically at their proposal if they did ask for one.
I believe we've granted such variances in flood zones before where the case was the floor had to be raised to a certain level.
There were some significant projects off of Ocean View on the Correct. Other side of the freeway that were significantly limited because of floodplain. Staff at this time doesn't feel this is the case.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Ray, do you have a question?
I do. We accepted or looked at Rosa's build-out, or they were going to increase the his parking was going to be across the street. Was this not the lot that that they were going to run cars down the side of the street and park in the back on Park Avenue?
That's correct. So three or four years ago, the Planning Commission looked at a concept plan.
Was it a concept plan, or did we actually approve that?
I believe it was a concept plan.
Okay, we need to be sure, because we granted them the parking spaces that were going to be on this park thing. That's
oh, no, that's
so,
not the
so
case.
They're
in par with their parking, the restaurant itself right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way it is, but right. If they were to modify it and put this second story up on the top of it, where
then
would they get the parking?
Then we would recalculate the parking requirement for the restaurant.
So it would come back to us.
Okay. That's correct.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. I didn't want to double dip on the land.
Questions? I just have one of the questions regarding the noise. I can understand
see no need to meet the interior noise. I guess you said it was 45 decibels, something like that. But then you also came up with an exterior noise, I think, of like 60.
That is a general plan requirement. To mitigate it as close to the 60 as possible.
Now, would that be like the courtyard? Is that what you mean by exterior?
And they can mitigate that through putting up exterior walls on the outside of the deck to protect it from the freeway, glass barriers, additional landscaping. It can be a whole number of mitigation measures.
Okay, thank you.
Questions? I don't have any questions at this time. We'll go ahead and open it up to the public. Anyone from the public like to speak on this item? If you could keep your comments to around 3 minutes, that'd be great.
My name is Bryce Engstrom. I live at 454 Prince Road in Arroyo Grande. I'm the project architect on this project. So I just wanted to say that the owners are here. I'm representing them. We're happy to stipulate all the conditions, and I'll be available to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak on this from the public? Okay. Any further discussion? Oak Park Road, and this is project number 030071, 030072, and 030073. And this is located south and west of the Osh Shopping Center and north of Highway 101. This is an item that's been continued from October 25th, 2005. It's an amendment to the Toucan Terrace specific plan to allow approximately 5.21 acres of the site to be changed from commercial use to residential. This is an amendment of the general plan land use element map from commercial and open space to residential and commercial. The change will result in 5.21 acres of residential and 4.27 acres of commercial, with approximately 1.24 acres utilized for roads. This amendment of the 1998 zoning map from 10.06 acres of general commercial and open space, 5.2 acres of medium density residential. And Scott Graham is going to give us some background on this particular project.
Yeah, I'd like to put a map up on the overhead.
Okay.
Just so we have some reference.
How do I?
As was stated, the applicant's proposing land use changes to his property. Located, you can see the site location map there. That's the property there. It's located. It's noted as site on the plan or the map up on the overhead. And the applicant's proposing changes to the Toucan Terrace specific plan, the land use maps that are in the Toucan Terrace specific plan, as well as language changes that would change a portion of that property that is currently designated commercial to residential. The applicant is also proposing changes to the general plan land use map for the same reason, changing a portion of it from commercial to residential. And a corresponding change is also being requested for the 1998 zoning map. You can see the changes on the lower map down here. You can see that you have the portion of the general plan map here showing this all as commercial. You have the piece below it. This is the Dunn property. And there's a note on this, and this is one of the exhibits in your staff report, the note that it was recently changed from open space, which is shown here, to general commercial. And the piece behind it, there's some open space here that actually is on the Baker property that was also changed from that open space to commercial as well. So the only portion that will be changing that is part of this application to change from open space to commercial to residential will be the piece below it in this location down here. And you see that. You can see that the commercial extends all the way down to the property line here, and that the residential extends all the way down to the property line abutting the Highway 101 right-of-way, and that there's no more open space along that area shown as a buffer. So the open space will be removed as part of the proposed changes, or would be removed. As you can see in the recommendation, staff is not supporting the proposed changes. We are, in fact, recommending denial. Really for two reasons. The first one being that this is the last large undeveloped piece of commercial property in the city of Pismo Beach. It is a prime location for freeway-oriented type commercial uses. It is a gateway to the city. and putting a good commercial project there could significantly enhance that gateway to Pismo Beach, as opposed to having half of it, say, residential, which really doesn't add much benefit as far as aesthetics go to that portion of the city. And you can see, you know, that you have all the commercial center above it, the shopping center above here, and then the Pismo Medical Campus above that. You have commercial uses on the other side of Oak Park Road in Arroyo Grande. It is really a commercial center in that location and is somewhat of an inconsistent use with those types of similar uses that are adjacent. The second issue is with the development of the site, and the reason staff's not supporting this is the way the uses will mix. You're going to have a residential subdivision that's accessed through a commercial driveway. This is not really a mixed-use project in that you have a completely separate component that is single-family detached residential housing and a completely separate piece that is commercial, and you're mixing these two things through the access point, which is really a driveway and not a street or road. You'd be mixing that residential traffic, including pedestrian and bicycles, with, again, commercial traffic and delivery traffic. The site does not have through access to the existing Toucan Terrace specific plan, a Toucan Terrace subdivision behind it. There is a somewhat of a secondary access that runs behind the shopping center, although that access point that runs behind it is fairly narrow and was really designed as a buffer and to provide for delivery services for the existing commercial, and is not really, it was never intended to be provided for residential development. And in the traffic study that went along with the subdivision, that would come back and be adopted again by the Planning Commission were the proposed land use changes to move forward and receive approval from City Council. It would come back with a subdivision for approval by the Planning Commission. And I think the last item, we did receive some correspondence related to the proposed changes. There's one letter from the City of Arroyo Grande, and there's, I think, two letters from the Toucan Terrace Homeowners Association. Both all three letters are in opposition to the proposed land use changes. Again, staff is recommending denial of the proposed changes for the reasons previously stated. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them at this time.
I had one question. In regards to the access, you mentioned that they would be, if this was changed to residential, they would be using a commercial entrance. So is there any entrance that they would go through Toucan Terrace if they got the permission? I know that they're opposed to that. So
no, there is none. Those streets are actually private. There is an offer. I mean, I guess the city could potentially pick it up. There's an offer for dedication to the city over those streets, but the city didn't choose to pick them up before, and I don't think we have any intent of picking it up now. And without that, they are private streets, and they would not be able to provide access through to them. Were, again, these changes to receive approval, when the subdivision came back, we probably would provide some sort of emergency access to provide benefit for both tracks. Toucan Terrace itself only has one access point, and it would be beneficial to them as well as if this subdivision received approval to have access in an emergency basis to get out, through that, given that there is only really two access points for one access for each one of those subdivisions.
Okay.
I've got some conflicts with maps and some out-of-date material is really in here. We got a lot of exhibits in here that this corner is designated as open space. It concerns me that in a project that we submit and goes into the record that we have maps that are now outdated, okay? And really we should make every effort, I think, to get these maps changed before they go into the record, because you go back 10 years and you pull these things out and you take a look at them and the maps aren't up to date. I don't know if we could do anything to get our maps up to date faster, yeah. Okay, in the computer or something.
Well, the reference you're making is obviously to the Dunlot, and when the subdivision was submitted a couple of years ago, we've been processing it for some time now. The land use was as is shown in their maps, and it was just recently changed, and so that's why the maps are shown the way that they are. But we can definitely, if it moves forward, we can make the changes to them, and we would. I mean, that's appropriate.
Okay, and the second question that I have has to do with. Do we have to approve this or disapprove this or whatever as one package? In other words, I like the idea of this piece of property being commercial, CG, just immediately north of the property, or the Dunn property, or the I think that would be a that's a good zoning change, as far as I'm concerned.
It is CG.
But I'm not excited about the residential.
Yeah, the land use designation for the property is currently general commercial or CG. We did change, as part of the Dunn amendments, we did change that sliver that was in between the Dunn property and actually on the Baker property, but the maps, if you see, we did change a portion of that to change that to, it's this area here. You can see it's an open space. It's kind of hard to see on the map up there, but that area there, this is the Dunn lot. This piece above it that's showing an open space was also changed to commercial as part of those changes. Really to facilitate, if they could work it out, access through the Baker property. I mean, that was kind of what was talking about.
But what is this? What is the site designation right now of this chunk?
It is currently CG. The entire property is CG, and they're proposing to change a portion of it, a little over 5 acres of it, to residential. But the entirety of the site is currently commercial.
Even this proposed RSM?
Correct. That's commercial right now.
Okay. Now, so then let's look at Exhibit 1, if we could, okay? On Exhibit 1, this stippled area, this entire area here, is designated commercial?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. No further questions.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I had a couple questions. One is the letter from the City of Rio Grande. One is, was this in response to a general plan amendment referral, which the city asked?
We sent them the environmental document.
Okay.
This is not in response to that.
It's just in response to the project.
In response to the project in general.
And did they provide a phone call to substantiate some of their concerns? Because
they walked into the front counter, requested to look at the plans, came back in. This was the planning director, Rob Strong.
Okay.
And he said he was going to provide a letter, and he wanted a copy of the reduced size plan gotten in recent time, dating back probably for the last 5 years, suggest that we should do that. The problem is you have to get the city of Glover Beach, the city of Pismo Beach, and the city of Arroyo Grande to agree to it, and then to agree to pay for it. It's hard to get some of those things done, but they said with changes in doing those types of things, you can improve the levels of service at that intersection and bring them up above level of service C, which is the minimum acceptable. They don't operate currently at that during, I think, some of the peak evening hours and peak morning hours, or would not be projected to.
Okay. The second question is more of a semantic, so maybe this isn't an unfair question to ask, but nevertheless, I'm going to ask it. Did the city express to the applicant the city's position regarding the use of the site and desire, as expressed within the staff report, to maintain as commercial for
from day one?
From day one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any questions?
Yeah, just a couple of clarifications on Exhibit 1 again, page 2 of 93. Just so I'm clear, the southeast quadrant there that isn't dimpled in this is also general commercial.
Yeah, and that's what you recently saw. That's the Dunn property, and that was the portion that was recently changed in the general plan.
And then in Exhibit 4, the proposal from the applicant has on the portion, what is it, 5+ acres that would be changed to medium density residential single family RSM designation, that goes all the way up to the right-of-way, the Caltrans right-of-way on 101?
Correct. It would extend from the Caltrans right-of-way 101 all the way up to the Toucan Terrace subdivision that's above.
Okay. And on the conduit and the timing of lights, I think it's a great idea. Arroyo Grande and Grover should pay the full cost because their folks are coming into Pismo to shop.
Duly noted.
Make sure we send those minutes to Arroyo Grande.
May I add one thing just for clarification to the general public and everything? Is that the city limits run down the center of Oak Park. We take care of what I consider the westbound lanes, and we have a shared agreement with the landscaping in the center, and Aurora Grande takes care of the eastbound lanes. And then once you cross the freeway, you run into Grover Beach area. But a lot of people are confused where the city limits lines and who takes care of what and that, and I thought maybe that'd be a little bit of clarification for people.
I just had a couple questions regarding this site. You mentioned that, I mean, staff's basically saying that this is, you know, it's obviously one of our last large commercial areas. But I wonder how significant it is, since it is the last. I mean, how many opportunities have we seen come forward that people want to utilize this land and make it commercial?
On a weekly, to monthly basis, people then come in and request information related to that lot.
Then why hasn't it never gone forward?
Well, this application, I couldn't answer that. You'd have to ask the applicant related to.
No, I mean, as far as why. Well, my question is, if it's such a valuable commercial piece of land, why has it not been built out?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask the owner of the property. I don't know why that would be. I mean, I know we get a lot of interest on it, and we just sort of point them in their direction.
Because I guess that would be, you know, as looking at this and looking at, I'm just wondering why it hasn't been developed. If it's such a great piece of commercial land, it seems like that somebody would have purchased it from the owner and developed it by now.
Maybe they want too much money for it.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Are there any situations you're aware of? Is traffic a problem? Going access getting into that?
No.
Or?
No.
So from your standpoint, that this is there's really no hidden things that make this commercial property unviable for a commercial building?
I mean, in the last month, I've had two inquiries for commercial uses in that area.
I see.
From, you know, forward planners of commercial ventures.
I mean, a large developer that you're familiar with would be was Bill Shaw for the medical campus. He was interested in the property as well.
Would staff's feeling been any different if it was a mixed use situation with residential and commercial, or was that?
If you created a situation where the uses were integral to one another, right, that might be acceptable. You have to see what the project was really to comment, you know, at length on that. Hey.
But you're feeling that just strictly residential is just
it's pretty incompatible. Is my feeling on it.
Okay.
And as far as mixed use, are you thinking of vertical mixed use or?
Just so that there's some shared, you know, we're still getting some commercial use out of the property with some residential thrown in. I don't know what that subdivision.
The general plan even talks about some of those types of things in that area, even including residential with the existing shopping center that's there, potentially, you know, as an option there in redevelopment of that existing center. You know.
Other than, as Mr. Graham has indicated, there would be an emergency access that would allow again better circulation. It would provide for a better emergency situation in case that one access to Toucan Terrace was cut off. There was mention of the changes to that residential area being right up against the Caltrans right-of-way. Just as a point of reference, while it is right up against the right-of-way, this property really sits up high on kind of a mesa, if you will, and it drops off steeply after that before the freeway. So this really sets fairly high above the freeway. It's behind the Osh Center, if you're familiar with the property. So while it may be up against the property owned by Caltrans, the right-of-way, it's really not close to or next to the freeway. I mean, that's quite a bit down vertically. And in that regard, as long as I'm on it, when you talk about this being a gateway to the city, really people are coming by on Highway 101 at 55, 60 miles an hour or so. The property is briefly visible. If you were to look up there specifically, it's not really an area that lends itself to you drawn to it in any manner. So I would respectfully disagree with it being a property that is compatible with freeway uses. I mean, you'd have to get off Oak Park and then go up the access road past the Osh Center to the area what we would like to have as residential area. It's not easy on and off freeway, and it's, you know, it's again quite a bit higher and not visible from the freeway. With regard to the reason for the requested change, we're surprised, frankly, to hear about this interest in the commercial uses because, again, in Mr. Baker's 23 years of owning the property, there's been very little interest expressed to him ever about commercial use of this property. He's explored it, and it's simply not viable from an economic standpoint. Right now, there's at least four vacancies at the Osh Center, and developing a similar project right next door when there's already existing surplus of that type of space just doesn't seem viable, and it hasn't proven to be. Mr. Baker has attempted to market the property in the past, and has had some interest a number of years ago, but really nothing of any consequence. We do believe that the development that we're seeking here and the request for the change is really compatible with the existing uses. And I've got some pictures that I've took that I'd like to show you. In the upper right corner, A, B, C, and so forth, to try and all be on the same page. The area that we're talking about changing the zoning on for residential is shown in the very first picture on the top. And as you can see, and right now it's an open field, it's immediately adjacent to Toucan Terrace, and the uses that we're proposing are exactly the same as that right over the fence in this area. The picture which I've marked as B is just a closer shot of the area or portion of the area that we're seeking to have as residential, as a change to zoning residential. I have spoken, I attempted to meet with the board members of the Toucan Terrace prior to this meeting. As you may recall, we appeared before you briefly on October 25th. And at that time, one of the residents of Toucan Terrace mentioned some concerns about access being through Toucan Terrace. And while I spoke to Mr. Studer after that and explained to him that was not what was being proposed, we sought to have a meeting with the Toucan Terrace Homeowners Association to present the project, speak with any concerns that they might have, and they indicated that they did not see any reason to meet with us and they weren't desirous of doing so. I have spoken with some of the residents at Toucan Terrace. The general feedback that I got was, first of all, they'd like to see it remain as it is, which is an open field. I mean, it's zoned commercial. They'd like to see no development. You know, who wouldn't? I mean, that's really not what would happen one way or the other. If it stays commercial, it will be developed commercially at some point. Second, that was their first desire. The second desire was if there were two choices, and one was to be a commercial development of this area that we're talking about changing versus a residential development. I've been advised that a majority of the people at this Homeowners Association meeting expressed that they would prefer a residential development up in this area. And I think that if you did own these properties close to the area we're talking about, if you're talking about compatibility of uses, right over the fence in this area would be commercial, as it presently stays. Right-hand lane getting ready to turn on to Oak Park. Okay. As part of the project, ultimately, this road would be widened further. So the access, again, I think if you were to match this up to most accesses to residential areas, this access matches up well. It's wide. It's going to be wider. And I think it would provide good access. So as far as access may be an issue, we don't really believe that it's something that presents a problem. The next picture that I've provided to you, marked as D on the back. Mr. Graham referred to this as the secondary access behind the Osh Center. This is fire lanes on both sides, so no parking is allowed. It's also mentioned in your staff report as providing a buffer between the Toucan Terrace property and the Osh Center. And this would similarly provide a buffer from the area that we would like to have residential from the Osh Center. So this road exists right now. There's no parking on it. Again, I believe it's adequate access, although it would be, you know, a secondary access probably rarely used. But insofar as it's designed to provide a buffer between Toucan Terrace and the existing Osh Center, there wouldn't be a buffer with the existing commercial designation in Toucan Terrace, if you understand what I'm saying. Basically, this secondary access runs right along here. And this is Toucan Terrace here.
This is the area we want to change. And so this access right here provides a buffer right now between Pecan Terrace and the Off Center. Again, we provide that same buffer for these residential purposes.
The next picture is simply a picture of that same access. It's marked as E. This is looking from James Way down, and on the right-hand side, as you can see, is Toucan Terrace. On the left-hand side would be the Osh Center. Again, just another picture of an area that we think, again, provides some support for the requested change. And then the last picture I provided is actually, I believe it's Crest and James Way. If you look at that's F. If you look at E and you kind of turn around and look the other way, this is a road that goes into a major residential area. You can see it's wider than the fire lane, the fire access that we're talking about in E. But if you have parking on either side, I think it's probably pretty compatible size-wise. So again, I don't really think that access, is much of an issue here. And really with regard to compatibility, the area that we're talking about is immediately adjacent to the Toucan Terrace residential area. There is a separation, still a portion of this property will remain commercial. And we really do believe, again, we've been in the works since 2002. We've looked at a variety of ways to make this project work, and we truly believe that a change to medium density residential to match the Toucan Terrace area, being immediately adjacent to it, would frankly be welcomed by all of the homeowners up in the Toucan Terrace, or at least the majority of them. Two other things. With regard to the City of Arroyo Grande's letter, we received that from Mr. Graham. We didn't have any information or knowledge that the City of Arroyo Grande was considering this project. Didn't have the opportunity to talk with them. I don't know if it would have made a difference or not, but just so you know, that decision was made in a vacuum, at least from our perspective, insofar as we didn't have any input to that. So I'm happy to answer any other questions that you might have, as well as referring to Mr. Orton or Mr. Baker, should you have any questions.
Could you tell me on, I think it's D-E pictures, maybe even the director can help us here. Is this road not used as a trucking road for trucks come in and off and unload at Oshkosh?
That's correct.
And then because they can't back up and go anyplace, they use this road, and this road was put in by the commercial project. That's not a city-dedicated street?
No.
That's correct.
It's part of the shopping center.
Yeah, okay. But the other one here on, I guess, picture C, that is a city-owned street?
No.
No,
is that also on a commercial property and owned by the? It's just a non-dedicated
private
street.
Yeah, it's a private driveway.
Okay.
It has an access easement over it that allows access to the Baker property. They have rights to access.
Okay.
We actually own a portion of that property.
Thank you for that clarification.
Any other questions?
Well, I guess to me, there's two questions I have, and it seems like these are two areas in which we may have differing opinions. One is the communication between the city and the applicant over the city's intent and desire of this property from the early stages of the application package development, putting forth the project. The second one is the viability of this site as a commercial site. Okay. And I guess I want... You expressed to me during your presentation that you disagree with the city's position on their intent for the site. And secondly, your client has a different opinion on the commercial viability of the site. Maybe you could elaborate on that a little?
Certainly. In my dealings with the city for this property, and specifically the area we were talking about, that area makes much more sense to develop residentially from a financial standpoint than commercially. If you simply look at what the mixes are in the city, what has been built here. I've talked about with Mr. Baker with regard to, for example, medical facilities. Well, there's a number of medical facilities throughout the area that's Oak Park. We don't see any surplus that would indicate, building more of that would make sense. The city has mentioned to us, well, what about having a car dealership up there? Well, again, we don't see it as a viable use. If you look at car dealerships now, it's like an auto park situation. All the dealers like to be next to each other so that someone can go and shop, dealer to dealer to dealer. That's not a viable use of that property. When we look at the commercial vacancies and the rent levels in the city of Pismo Beach for shopping centers, if you look at that Osh Center, it does not appear to be doing well. I've represented some tenants there. And again, developing another shopping center or another commercial enterprise where the existing commercial appears to be more than sufficient and to provide, in fact, a surplus of these types of uses is just not good economic, does not make good economic sense. So.
Thank you.
Any other questions of the applicant before we hear from the rest of the public? We might have you come back and answer some more questions for us.
I want to thank you for your time. I realize it's a very thick staff report, and I do know how you guys give up a lot of your time and nights. I formerly served on an elected body myself, and it's not an easy thing to do. But thank you.
And if as part of the applicant's presentation or even as a member of the public, Mr. Baker wants to speak and tell us about the challenges he's had trying to make this a commercial venture, that's probably be welcome too.
Thank you.
Anyone from the public like to speak on this? Yes.
My name is Laura Beltran, and I'm a resident of the Tucon Terrace. And Ted Studer is a neighbor of mine, and I just talked with him yesterday, and he said that nobody had contacted him about having a meeting in regards to the Homeowners Association, because I would be interested if there was. And while I do have a concern about whether that particular piece of property be a commercial or a residence, I am not objecting to any resident site there, but I definitely need to have further development. And I would also like to know what sort of commercial use that piece of property might be intended for. It might be better for it to be a residence than commercial.
I think that would probably be a good. Why don't you give us, if I may, ask your question as staff. Why don't you give us an idea what could go in there?
Well,
zoning wise.
The zoning is general commercial. Any number of commercial uses could go in there. Again, from the car dealership to similar commercial center to what's behind it, similar uses like that. Although I think it would probably be designed differently. It's kind of an older style design for a commercial center. You don't really get too many of them that are designed like that any longer.
So basically, a small shopping center.
Smaller shopping center.
Car dealership.
You could even end up with larger, anchor tenants. There's any number of things. Walgreens and things like that could go there as well. And they would have free visibility. It's actually one of the reasons, some of you will recall this, that the Pismo Beach Medical Campus site originally had a commercial anchor tenant at the end. It was going to be like a Rite Aid or a Walgreens, but because it was located so high above the street, they couldn't get them to come in there because of visibility issues. Here, clearly more.
Well, I think it was wasn't it a drive-through situation too?
We actually changed it. We actually allowed drive-throughs up there too. As part of his development, he was the one that actually kind of led the charge on that.
Can I make a comment about the car? I know it's not before us now, but a car dealership. Being that if that type of use were to go forward within the site, I could imagine that perhaps a car dealership at night with a lot of lights that adjacent to a residential community, that could create some conflicts between those two.
Yeah, that would be a difficult mix of uses to put in there. You have to look at that pretty carefully. They were proposing that. You were asking for a number of uses that go in there, and that is one of the ones that could go in there. But it's more likely to be other similar sort of commercial to the shopping center oriented type things, or a larger anchor tenant too could go in there.
Okay.
Standalone. How long has this been designated as commercial? Is it the 1983 plan?
It was commercial in the Toucan Terrace. It was designated commercial as part of the Toucan Terrace Pacific Plan that was adopted in 1983. This piece specifically actually had a hotel motel resort residential sort of designation on it originally, but Mr. Baker came in with amendments later on and changed it back to just regular commercial after that.
Let's let this young
area from St. James all the way from Oak Park over to 4th Street was all commercial.
It did have a commercial designation on it. I think later on some of it was changed to actually allow the residential portion of Toucan Terrace that was constructed. I believe you're correct.
For a good many years.
I haven't looked at that the land use map for the previous iterations of the zoning code for quite some time, but I do believe that most of that area was commercial.
Historically, the city had commercial from where the Mission Inn is right now all the way to Oak Park on the west side of James Way, and James Way was a separator between commercial and residential.
That was supposed to be the buffer right there.
Yeah. And then what occurred was the two residential subdivisions were amendments were to the zoning ordinance and general plan to allow those two residential subdivisions. One was Toucan Terrace, and the other one was the one next to the Mission Inn. I guess
my point is mm-hmm. that the landowner hasn't been misled for a long period of time. I mean, in 25, 30 years. Okay, thank you.
Anyone else from the public?
Robert Baker, I'm the one that's causing all the problem, I guess. This property goes back to the development of that whole part of Pismo Beach, and a man named William Burnett purchased this from Union Oil Company, and we were great friends and have been since he died. And I'm an underground contractor and pretty large in that field in this area, and I'm a partner with him as I installed all the underground utilities from sewers to water to you name it, put it in, and had the roads built. And we built the Toucan Terrace and that whole area, James Way, and the whole bit for the city, or for us. And we ended up with one piece of property, which was the Albertsons commercial site there, the Albertsons then. We sold the property to Albertson. And they had one site where they're at, and which was too small, and I gave them approximately half of what my corner was there to be part of their commercial site in order to make the deal go. And anyway, so I've had that property since 1983. I was actually left over from the Toucan Terrace projects. And in the middle of it, you don't show on here, there's a big drainage basin, which is takes all the drainage from Toucan Terrace and other places or in the shopping center. And I tell you, I've had two people was interested in that property, and they'll put some dollars up. One was a former council member, Bob Carter, and he bought the project and put the money up to put it up. And he decided to forego it and give it back to me. There I was stuck with it again. And then I had another commercial real estate agent put money up, and he wanted it. And he gave me, I believe, 90 days, and 90 days he wanted his money back. So, and I'm glad to hear it's worth so much, and so many people come down here to tell you that they would like to buy the property. But it's not as good when it pencils out, because a very narrow piece alongside the road. And but I could develop that and spend the money to do all this other work to justify putting up on the corner if I could develop that back real estate and put homes in it. And this was the whole project. I've never had anybody except one theater talk about putting a theater up there. And they looked at it and said, no, it wouldn't work. Too close to the Toucan Terrace. So the confusion about the road access to Oak Park, I own half of that road all the way from my property alongside Orchard down to Oak Park. And part of this project is to eliminate the curb and gutter and sidewalk there on the south side and put another full width half of the street in. So it would have, all the traffic would actually be on my property and not on the commercial. We have agreements with the commercial property that we both have equal use of the other's property. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Baker? That's right, back here. When you mentioned a couple of people who proposed commercial uses, Bob Carter being one of them and a commercial agent. Did they give you a reason why during their period of due diligence?
For the savings alone, was also accountant for Bill Burnett. And he came up with the bill and he says, hey, they got a problem up there, can't develop that thing. Would you sit in a meeting and discuss and see what they can, you can help them out? Well, he sat down in the meeting and the first thing the Moral Development Company had said, who is this old man here? Who's he going to tell us what to do? And Bill came over to my office and he said, I'm madder than hell about this. He said, well, I'm going to buy that property. Would you stick with me and with Bill Develop? And I said, yeah, that's my business. So I have a plane, so we flew down to L.A. and talked to this Saving Loan Association. And on the spot, Bill Burnett bought that property, the whole thing.
Has there ever been an environmental study done on the property at all? I mean, yeah. when you did the thing for the commercial environmentally, there's no problems. There's no problems recognized.
There's no problems. No.
Well, haven't found any frogs.
They bought the property, we developed it, and that's what we have right now. But this property, when we sold to Albertsons, they wanted more of this corner lot. We're going to sell that separate. And they wouldn't take it unless I gave them some more of that property. So
okay.
That's where we're at right now.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else from the public like to speak?
I'm Ken Erisman. I live at 109 Erna Way in the Toucan Terrace Homeowners Association. And I've been a member of the board off and on for 16 years there. And I was just wondering, do you have a copy of the letter?
We do have copies of the letter, and they're both in the staff report.
I would like to hear it.
So they should have copies of the whole thing, I do believe. Let's see if
I was asked to carry a copy of this letter to you on your first meeting here. Had I known what was in the letter, I probably wouldn't agree to carry it, because on the very bottom of that first paragraph, it says that most of the residents, Toucan Terrace, are against this thing, and the past boards, all of them have been against it. Well, that's not true, because I've been on those boards, and the main concern of the boards was trespassing. It's been stated. Many of the residents are for this. Not all of them are against it. I, for one, see no reason why it shouldn't be developed, bring in some tax dollars for the city. So that's what I have to say. I really disagree with that bottom line on that.
And I know you can't speak for the group, but as a member, past member of the board, so you probably got a pretty good feel for what the residents. How do you think in general they would feel about houses versus, say, a car lot or a shopping center?
Well, I think they'd like to have some houses up against their property, separating it from any commercial. But I think about all of them would like to see some of that developed. And like I say, the biggest concerns, the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of them, is the trespassing. Our liability with it, you know.
So you mean more the access if they had to go through your development to get to this
yes.
Development?
Right now we have skateboarders come in, bicyclers come in, people walking their dogs come in, and if they get hurt, they're going to sue us. every one of them say, oh, no, we wouldn't sue you. But when it comes down to dollars, we know better than that. So that's what I have to say, and I thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak?
I have a question for staff. Scott, is the topography in there prohibitive? Is it, or in terms of a commercial development or any development, is what's the topography like?
Well, it's, you know, it does slope towards the freeway, but if you want to, you know, take in perspective, I guess you can take a look at some of the more recent developments that we've had and the topography of those lots. Again, I have you look at the Pismo Beach Medical Campus. That property drops 100 feet from corner to corner. Very difficult site to develop and required retaining walls and substantial retaining walls to get that project in there. This wouldn't require, you know, anything near that because it doesn't have the fall that one has. Also, even the Pismo Beach Office Park had a lot of topographical issues they had to deal with in putting that in there. So, you know, it can be overcome, and some of it does require to put in sometimes walls and things like that, but it's definitely doable.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot here, and maybe you wouldn't even be able to answer this, but of the 10.6 acres, can you give me a...
There on the road, that's relatively steep, so you're not going to get much more in about 80% of that unless you're putting in some pretty substantial walls. And the back is where it is flatter, and that's where you're going
to... I would assume your neighbors to the south, the Dunn property, would love to have some sort of an easement as well to get access to their property.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work.
But that would, again, be another grades, piece that would be less usable to you.
Well, it's also the grades, because the... It's higher on our side than it is on the Dunn's. They've kind of cut theirs out, so it's down near Oak Park grade. And we wouldn't be able to do that and still be able to take access off of the roadway that comes in on the side. It's kind of a challenge.
Kind of. Thank you.
Wasn't the topography pretty much the same on the current... commercial area
yes,
so it
was.
Wasn't any different, wasn't any more of a problem.
They went through and used crib wall and quite a few things on that existing one, and it's a pretty good challenge on it too, but I rather doubt that we would be in a position where we would be able to do that sort of grading right up next to Tucan Terrace or anything like that. That'd be a pretty dramatic change if you did that.
Okay, thank you. I think you were going to speak next. Didn't mean to preempt you there.
Good evening. I wrote down my comments, so I'll pass them to staff.
Okay.
Suitable for doodling or for laughing at, if you like. Hopefully someone will address what John, Chairman, asked a little bit earlier. What would the residents think of opposed to this project to former ones? My name is Jeffrey Carr. I've owned a home in Tucan Terrace since 1987. I currently rent that home out and live just down the block at the next subdivision. I was on the board in 2003 and 2004 when Mr. Baker originally applied for this project. And so at the annual meetings, we had an agenda item to talk about these. I am aware of the letter that Ken has discussed, and I just wanted to try to flesh out some of the things that, although the residents are opposed to the project being developed, we asked a series of questions. And if you look at what I've handed you, it's basically 1 through 4. Now, we open the discussion by saying, do you oppose any development on the adjoining land? And not surprisingly, everyone raised their hand. So then we asked...
Are they prepared to buy the land?
Then we asked the second question, do you want to buy the land?
There you go.
And no one raised their hand. So then we asked, if you own the land, do you think you have a right to economic gain or economic use of that land? And come on, folks, be honest. You know, if you owned it, would you want it to be undeveloped forever? And again, everyone begrudgingly agreed they would want to have the right to do something with their land. So then we asked the fourth question. Of all the projects that have been speculated to date in the newspaper and discussed, you know, which would you favor? And we named self-storage facility, a motel, an auto dealer, or a retail center. And for those first four, no one raised their hand. No one really wanted to see a commercial development there, whether it's an auto dealer, retail, a motel, self-storage. So then we asked, if it was going to be developed, the next choice is residential. And again, your choice isn't that it stays open forever unless you're willing to buy it. And begrudgingly, the vast majority of the people raise their hand that yes, residential would be most compatible of all those choices that have been proposed to date. The letter that you received, I don't disagree that people would prefer to see it open. But of all the suggestions to date, the residential is most compatible. And I think most people feel that way. As to the trespassing, that is indeed the biggest issue. And you have a letter from a Garth Bullocks in your packet dated 10/20 of this year. And that, I think, is one of the keys. Because as Ken has mentioned, people do come into our park, come into our open space and use it. So one of the things discussed was how could you address that, whether by security barrier, fencing, or there was a suggestion made to Mr. Baker to consider, if he got approval, to consider some sort of use fee, approve a project for Mr. Baker's land. You might want to continue that easement across such that it exits into the public street. I don't know if that's still in your current plan, but it was in the former plan. And the place where that would cut across would probably be lot 10 and 11. And in closing, I just wanted to say that Mr. Baker's family still owns homes in Toucan Terrace, and he's been very gracious to the association over the years. When I was on the board the first time in 88 through 90, the streets came up for the first resealing, and he graciously donated the money to pay for that resealing out of his own pocket. He wasn't obligated, but there were some concerns that, you know, relatively new subdivision, people were questioning why do the streets need to be sealed already. And so he donated that money. And then later when we came in for a development permit for the recreation area, we had asked for a hiking trail throughout the 27 acres. And he graciously dropped off a grading machine and paid one of his workers to go cut it. So over the years, he's been very gracious. And of all the people who probably could develop the adjoining property, Mr. Baker would probably be the most gracious to deal with. And I think Toucan Terrace would probably get the most, accommodations from. And I think that should be acknowledged. He's been although he no longer lives in the neighborhood, he had been a very helpful member for 20 years. So with that, I close. In case anyone has any questions.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak?
Oh, and I did get my blue card. I've gotten it every meeting, so thank you very much. Your records are fairly accurate, and they do get there.
Good. Anyone else? No one else wants to speak? Okay, we'll close it to the public. Sure.
I'm sorry. I noticed that there's so many, a lot of little blocks out there, but I'd like to have some sort of idea, like, what kind of houses are we talking about? Square feet?
We're not going to deal with that tonight.
Okay.
All we're looking at tonight is whether it's going to go from commercial to residential. But there would be, if it by chance changed, there would be ample opportunity to come and voice your opinion as far as what Mr. Baker would propose for the homes. But that's not the issue tonight.
Even if it doesn't change, any project as it becomes a specific project is going to come right back here, and you're going to have a lot of time to talk about it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll close it to the public. Bring it back to the commission. It basically seems like that, as staff has proposed, we have two items to consider. One is this Should this remain commercial because of the surrounding area? Is it compatible if it changed? And then is it indeed viable, a viable commercial piece of property that would be valuable for the city to see developed? If you don't mind, I'll take those issues. First of all, I'll state that I don't often disagree with staff, although I think tonight I'm going to. As far as what I've heard tonight, I think residential would be compatible just because of the proximity to Toucan Terrace. And having sat on the commission years ago when we looked at the 4th Street Hotel, and even though that area had been designated for the hotel all along, and seeing the residents and the compatibility of that hotel versus having homes right directly with them, I think we would have very similar meetings if a commercial lot or commercial project went in there, namely a car dealership, for instance. I will tell you just from, and then this gets kind of on to the next area, is it viable commercial? Is it a valuable piece of commercial property for the city? It's been 23 years. It's a long time for a very with one last piece of property to be sold. I will tell you, and I don't have a great detail to offer in this, but I can tell you one car dealer in particular that I know looked at it, and we would have loved to have had them. I even encouraged them to go look at it because I knew it would be very valuable for my city to have a car dealership here with the sales tax revenue, and it just didn't work. And I know that there's been at least two small car dealers that have looked at that property, and believe me, for Mr. Baker's sake as well as for the city's sake, I would have loved to see him bought that. And then it comes into the degree, if houses go in there, are they still going to be commercially viable for the city? And I think they would be because, granted, it's not the same revenue that we would get from sales tax, but we don't have a whole lot of area to build homes anymore in the city either. And if those homeowners go in there, maybe they'll make the Orchard Shopping Center more viable. Maybe they'll fill up some of those businesses. They will shop and spend their dollars here, and they will contribute into our economy. So from that standpoint,
but at the same time, there's probably other commercial developments that could go in there that would be more consistent or compatible with the existing development, the Toucan Terrace. The other issue with land use conflicts is site access, and I think that one of the concerns that the city has expressed with this project is that site access would take place in a road that's not designed for residential access. Isn't that the case?
Correct.
And I think that's a problem. The net is I'm willing to continue this item. I don't think there's enough information for me to approve the general plan amendment. I need any more information.
Okay. Well, I would agree with Commissioner Vardis, and I know a little bit about commercial real estate in this town. And if something strikes me, I would look at that as a commercial real estate professional in this town, and frankly, the guy that does most of it in recent years in terms of brokerage. And I look at this site and think, this is an incredibly viable commercial site, a Target center or something, but it's been 23 years. And we've had a couple of very sophisticated operators walk through the door and walk away from the project, and that puzzles me. That tells me that there's something beyond the superficial knee-jerk that says, what a perfect place for a retail center. And I would agree that a car lot would be wholly incompatible with Toucan Terrace. And speaking of Toucan Terrace, there's always the problem, and it happens in community after community. A subdivision eventually borders a commercial property, and then nobody wants to see a commercial development. But we bought this. The homes were actually placed next to a commercial site, and that information was available to everybody when they purchased. Hypothetically, if we approve this, we're going to extend the residential down, but it's going to abut still some commercial, and eventually somebody's houses are going to be along the commercial zone. I think as far as the viability of the Osh Center goes, they are experiencing a normal cycle in a retail center when you lose the anchor. I think that's the reason for the vacancy there. I think that if you go to Mr. Gambrell's center on the other side, he experiences a more stabilized effect. But if he were to lose Scolari's, he would experience, you know, the ancillary businesses are dependent on the anchor. In regard to mitigating a commercial site there, I think we have a good example in what the city of Arroyo Grande has done with a Walmart center. There are the homes behind the Walmart center are, and they were initially all very concerned about it, but they appear to have done a pretty good job. I've been to a number of those houses. I know a number of people that live there, and I don't hear many complaints. For me to want to rezone anything commercial, I have to hear something very compelling, because obviously the residential development is a windfall to the developer at this point, but it taxes the infrastructure of the city eventually, and it's the commercial property that continue the revenue stream to support the infrastructure and the government of the city. However, I'm still really puzzled. I'm not unconvinced that there is some difficulty on this site for a commercial development, or as Chairman Sorgan Price said, it's been 23 years, it would have been done now. I would agree with Commissioner Vardis, and if the applicant is amenable, I wouldn't mind seeing this continued, with all due respect to staff, but I wouldn't mind seeing this continued and having a little more evidence.
Okay.
My turn?
Your turn, sir. Is there anything left?
Absolutely.
Is there anything left? Yeah, I have a couple of points to make. Number one, I don't think we've given the shopping center an opportunity. We've just recently got a new Ross to take the place, and a Big Five is going to move in there. And so it's going to change the commerciality of it. The Planning Commission has gone forward with the area to the south and made that commercial to join this. I think there's great opportunities with this piece of property as commercial. I think it's too early to write it off. And I would like to remind the city that, you know, if you start putting in more residential homes, you need more water that hasn't been provided for. We need more sewage capacity. All those infrastructure that has to be done here in order to provide for additional residents.
And I think they should all be commended. It sounds like they're good role models and have had a good interchange over the years. Looking at the proposal tonight, the concern that I have is I think the conceptualization in the general plan was very strong about having this zoned commercial. I take a look at in the general plan, which you'll find amazing that I'll cite the general plan, but I will, on page LU48, it talks about the Pacific Coast Plaza Shopping Center. And in that area, it says that the shopping center should also be encouraged to add residential units to the center on upper levels or over parking lots. Seemed like there was a thought of maybe some mixed-use application in this area to create consistency and avoid conflict in the uses. If you look at page LU49 of the general plan, it refers to the commercial site, which it says at James Way and Oak Park Boulevard. And if you take a look at the contiguous commercial zoning in there, this is part of that area that's referenced. And it says, the commercial development shall not be a strip center, but rather shall be organized around pedestrian facilities and pedestrian-scaled buildings, more of a village theme. Clearly, the conceptualization was because of the freeway access and the other uses in the area that this would be best served for the community under the police powers of zoning for a commercial purpose. And yet, there was some indication that perhaps the pedestrian scale theme, perhaps some mixed-use residential might be contemplated. Because of that, I'm not in favor of a wholesale slicing off of the portion of the commercial space and changing it to medium density residential. There may be some conceptualization at some future time which has a mixed-use approach on it or some other consistent approach, but I think striking the commercial area at this point would not be well conceived.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that presents a bit of a difficulty.
Well, here's what I would propose, and I asked this question, I think, initially to Scott. There may be, and I don't know quite how we get there, but there may be some sort of a compromise that could be done with a mixed use of commercial and residential. The commercial would still preserve, I think, what the intent of the general plan, and the residential would maybe give Mr. Baker the viability to do the project.
Could I ask a question of the applicant? Would it be conceivable to bring both projects forward? You do have commercial space there, and were you granted this residential? Would it be conceivable to bring both projects through at the same time? Is that reaching a bit?
Well, before we ask that question, I guess there's still the issue, if it is mixed use, of access to the site for the residential use.
I just want to get a general idea, because could we, Randy, get a finding of mixed use, and I understand that in Bradford we're probably surprised you don't have that thing committed to memory yet. Two more meetings, and I'll be holding this. Could we make that finding that this would be mixed use if both projects, if the commercial aspect and the residential aspect both came forward at the same time, but they were delineated by basically cutting the parcel in half?
I think more of the general plan was looking at more of an integrated, not
okay,
a separated,
yeah,
approach.
All right.
Or the vertical.
I think what
we
I was
have the live work.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to,
and that's what the general plan policy describes.
Here's one alternative that we could propose. I think there was a few of the commissioners that looked at continuing this. I don't know if that's the right way to go, because what I'm thinking is it would give the applicant a chance to mull us over. We could deny it, because it sounds like it's going to be more denied than approved, and then you could come forward and we could schedule a conceptual review of just kind of getting ideas from the commission and staff of what type of project would work there if it was commercial and residential. Because I think it sounds like, at least from where the commission stands, is that they're looking for a combination of commercial and residential together, talking about residential above, commercial below. So it could be one idea. Or we could simply deny it, and then you would be able to appeal it and take it to the city council and see how they, if we continue it, you're not going to move forward other than coming back to us with a...
Your vote this evening will be on a recommendation to city council.
Right.
Anyway, so it'll be either for denial or for approval. If you continued it, then it would have to come back to you.
Yeah.
And you probably would want to ask the applicant what they're, if they're interested in this sort of change in design at this point, or whether they just prefer to